Hi, this is Fred Zaspel with Books at a Glance. We are talking today with Dr. Sam Storms. He's the general editor of the ESV Men's Devotional Bible. It's a new Bible that is out from the from Crossway Publishers, the ESV Men's Devotional Bible. It's a great read. Dr. Sam Storms, the general editor, he's here to talk to about us. Talked about his, boy, I need to start all over. I've already just fouled all up everything. Let me start over, Sam.
Okay.
Yep. Hi, this is Fred Zaspel, executive editor with Books at a Glance. We're talking today with Dr. Sam Storms. He's the general editor of the ESV Men's Devotional Bible. Dr. Storms is the lead pastor for preaching and vision at Bridgeway Church in Oklahoma City. He is the author of a number of books. He's been in ministry for probably more years than he'd like me to say right now, but many of you know him. He's familiar to a lot of our readers. Dr. Storms, it's good to have you with us.
Fred, it's great to be with you today. Glad to be on your show.
All right. What is the Men's Devotional Bible? I have to say this book is not at all what I expected when I heard about it, and I think it'd be helpful to clarify up front that this is not a Bible. It is not a study Bible as such. Tell us what it is.
Well, it is a Bible. It is, of course, the entire text of the English Standard Version that many people and most of your listeners probably are familiar with. It's the one that I typically use. We have the ESV in our church here in Oklahoma City. But you're right, it is not a study Bible. The ESV Study Bible is a separate resource that's actually about twice the size and weight of this one, that has notes at the bottom of the page covering most of the verses and extensive charts and maps and the like. This is a Bible that is designed uniquely for men, in the sense that we have provided 365 daily devotional readings. So you can go through it, you know, if you're committed to reading the Bible through in 1 year, there will be one devotional that can be read in less than 5 minutes that is uniquely tied to a very important passage in a particular book of the Bible. So we do provide brief introductions to each book. We talk very briefly about when it was written and why. And then we have a special element that you won't find in other Bibles, even in study Bibles, where the introduction will talk about how this particular book of the Bible speaks to the heart of a man, to the inner life of a man. And so we designed it really to do more than just fill us with knowledge, although knowledge is absolutely essential. Any devotion that is devoid of knowledge is probably fanaticism. But it's designed to really inflame the heart and awaken the affections and challenge men to really think deeply about their relationship with the Lord, their responsibilities to their spouse, to their kids, to their jobs, to their friends, to their local church. So, yeah, you're right. This is a kind of a unique Bible. It is, you know, I've been recommending here in our church that the ladies purchase one of these for their husbands or fathers or sons or brothers or uncles or whomever, because it's a great gift, and it's one that they can use just as they would a regular ESV Bible, but it has this added dimension of this devotional emphasis throughout the course of a year.
Well, it really is good. I have to say that when I first heard of it, I was a little bit skeptical. You know, there's everything for men and everything for women and for every select group anymore. And so I was wondering, what is this going to be? And when I got it, I was just really impressed. This is just an excellent thing. And in fact, I bought another copy and gave it to my son for Christmas as well. How did this idea come about in the first place?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure I have the answer, other than there is also an ESV Women's Devotional Bible. And that came out, I think, probably about a year to a year and a half ago. And the reason I know about it is because I wrote I wrote about 8 of the devotional studies together with my wife. We collaborated on those. And so that's how I was familiar with it. And it does very much the same thing for women. And so Dane Ortlund, who is the Senior Vice President of Bible Publishing at Crossway, contacted me and said, Sam, we want to do one for men. Would you consider being the general editor for it? And I prayed about it. I thought, this sounds like a really good project, because my guess is, Fred, like you, when I first heard of the idea is when you probably first saw the announcement about it, we both immediately went in our minds to kind of the fluffy kind of devotional things that you can buy, you know, at the airport on the Christian book counter, or the sorts of things that really are not that helpful, that, you know, it's kind of a Reader's Digest approach to Christian living. And that isn't what we have done here. We have gathered together an incredible array of both biblical scholars, Old Testament, New Testament, pastors in churches, men that most men would know and recognize, and they produced substantive, biblically grounded studies of these particular passages with a focus on application to the challenges that men face in life.
Well, that is exactly the way I thought when I saw it initially, but at the same time, I have come to expect much better from Crossway, so I thought, well, this must be worth looking at. Indeed. All right, next. What distinguishes these daily devotional readings as suitable specifically for men? We've talked about that a little, but what are you hoping to accomplish here?
Well, I say something in the introduction to this. It's a preface that I wrote that I think all the men listening will agree that men are facing unique challenges today. Our world is changing so fast, and the temptations and the struggles and the needs of families are constantly, rapidly transforming, and it really puts a massive burden on the shoulders of Christian men who want to lead well. And so what we did was we configured this in such a way that those issues that are, again, not to suggest that women couldn't profit from reading these daily devotions, I'm sure they could, but how do these biblical truths apply to the unique challenges that men are facing? So we hope that we've produced something that is unique. I don't know of anything that is comparable to it. I don't know of of any other kind of Bible that is specifically addressing the challenges that men face day in and day out at work and in the home and everywhere else they may find themselves.
All right, tell us more about the purview of the book. You provide 365 daily readings, but in terms of its content and purview, this is not the kind of daily devotional you've ever seen before, as you say. So what's up, and what do you cover, and where did the devotionals come from, and so on?
Sure. Well, what we did, together with Dane and Erica Allen, who also works for Crossway, the three of us really collaborated most on this. We selected what we thought were the most immediately relevant and important text in every book of the Bible. And so, you know, the longer books like Genesis and Isaiah and the Psalms are obviously going to have far more devotional studies than would a book like, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. And we specifically sat down and spent hours asking ourselves, all right, who do we know in the evangelical world who has addressed perhaps in the past or perhaps even written on certain books of the Bible that would be especially suited to write the devotionals on these particular books? So, for example, just thinking right off the top of my head, where I used to teach at Wheaton College, Philip Ryken, who's the president of Wheaton College, has written a massive commentary on the book of Exodus. So we asked Philip to write the devotionals for Exodus, and he did that. And Jay Sklar, who teaches at Covenant Seminary, he has written a commentary on Leviticus, and so he does the devotionals on Leviticus. And it's not just college presidents and scholars, but we have numerous pastors. I wrote the devotionals on Joshua and Jonah. We have, for example, Colin Smith, who's written on Ezra and Nehemiah, Zach Eswine, who's written a commentary on Ecclesiastes, does the devotionals on that. Dane Ortlund, who, again, obviously Works for Crossway did all the ones on Isaiah. So we have numerous pastors and professors who perhaps have devoted themselves to particular books of the Bible more than others that we contacted. And so I don't even know how many total there are. There are probably 55 or 60 authors. Some of them do double duty for more than one book. So we're really excited about it, and especially also the special articles that we have included in the Bible.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. A good number of standalone articles, I think 14 of them or something like that. Tell us about those and what we can expect to find.
Sure. And again, these are articles that are probably three or four times the length of any one of the devotionals that you'll read. And we sat down and said, all right, what are the 14 or 15 most pressing issues that men are facing, and who could best address that? So David Pallison, who many people know, is an incredible author and leads the Christian Counseling Education Foundation, wrote on a man's identity. And who are we as men? What does it mean to be a Christian man? Kelly Capick from Covenant College wrote on communion with God. Thabiti Anyabwile has written on a man's inner life. We have an article on what does life in the local church look like for a man. Tom Nelson from Kansas City wrote on a man's work. What's the unique perspective that a man brings to his job? We have a chapter on singleness for men who aren't married. We have one on marriage. Ray Ortland, a very dear friend of mine in Nashville, wrote the article on fathering. Ed Welch wrote on the subject of pornography. So we covered about 14 or 15 of these pressing issues in more depth, and they're included at the end of the devotional Bible, and they're all very, very good. Needless to say, as general editor, I read and edited all 365 devotions and all of these articles and all the introductions, and I was just very, very pleased with the quality that these men brought to bear on the biblical text.
That's great. Just a curiosity, then, you guys, the three of you that you mentioned who collaborated in doing this initially, you selected the passages to be commented on for the devotionals and the topics for the standalone articles at the back?
Yes, we did, and we... And then we spent a lot of time pairing up, matching up those texts out of those particular books and the articles with the individual that we thought was best suited to address it. So, for example, Dave Harvey, who has written a book on entitled Am I Called, wrote the article on calling. So, people wonder, what does it mean to be called? Am I called to ministry, or am I called in my secular job, and how can it be spiritual as well? And so, yeah, we tried to match those up as best we could with people we thought would do the best job.
How long was the book in the making?
Oh, my goodness. Let me think. I think we gave most of the contributors a little over a year to submit their contributions. And they came in, we gave them a little bit of an incentive to get them in early, and then I would read them initially and make all the edits and then submit them back to Dane and Erica, and they would go over them yet again, and then they would show me the final version. So we spent a lot of time on email over the course of about a year and a half. And then once everything was done, production went remarkably fast. It was just a few months. I think Crossway has this ESV down pat, and so once they're doing something along those lines, they can get it. They have the Gospel Transformation Bible as well as the men's and women's devotionals, the ESV Study Bible. So the production actually went really, really fast. It was a little over a year, I think, to get all the articles written and edited.
One last one. Have you been encouraged with the book's reception so far?
Well, I'll tell you, if my church is any indication, I think the reception has been wonderful. Now, granted, I'm able to stand up there on a Sunday and really promote this. We have sold hundreds of copies and it comes in a variety of forms. It's got a really nice black leather softbound version. It's got two different kinds of hardback. So you can go on the Crossway website or probably on Amazon and see the variety of formats that it comes in, but it's the same content. But I've been told that it's doing extremely well, and I spoke with Lane Dennis back in November, who's the president of Crossway, and he's very pleased with how it's doing.
That's great. That's great. Well, thanks for being with us. We've been talking with Sam Storms, editor of the ESV Men's Devotional Bible from Crossway. Check it out. Sam, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.